He has to report from Niagara Falls. We'll work on the technical difficulties.
I think they can hear me.
Okay. He also finds out this day that his nemesis is getting the job that he thought he was going to get.
他那天又发现他的一个敌人，他的一个对手，竟然得到了他很想得到的一个晋升的职位。
Then he finds out he's getting fired from his job.
然后又发现呢，他被开除了。He's
also goes to help a homeless person.
他在路上想去帮一个无家可归的人。And
as he helps this guy, he gets beat up and his car gets vandalized.
但是他帮这个人的时候呢，他自己被流氓打了一顿，而且他的车也被人毁了。
He explains this all to his girlfriend.
然后他回家跟女朋友抱怨。And
she proceeds to dump him.
但是他女朋友就把他甩了。This
is not a good day.
对他来讲，这一天太糟糕了。He
ends up this day by standing in front of the water, and he says, God, you're the only one that's not doing his job around here.
然后他就跟神抱怨说，神啊，你这个人整天坐那儿不干事儿。
And he yells out at the top of his lungs, answer me!
然后他拼命地喊说，你倒给我一个回音啊。
Just to let you know the plot of the movie, God gives him his request, and he gets to be God for a period of time.
那个电影里面就设计说，神就真的是回答了他，让他作为神来干几天。What
I'd like to do is, if you could read Job chapter 1,
我们要读一下约伯记第一章，verses
13
through
the end of the chapter,
到这个章末尾，we're
going to see how Job was actually the story behind this story.
我们看一看在约伯记这本书后面的背后的故事。Do you want me to read?
Yes, if you could read that.
有一天约伯的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，有报信的来见约伯说， 牛正耕地，驴在旁边吃草，示巴人忽然闯来，把牲畜掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说，神从天上降下火来，将群羊和仆人都烧灭了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说，加勒底人分三队，忽然闯来，把骆驼掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。 他还说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们都死了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为欲望。Job was disconnected from God.
约伯他几乎有一点远离神了。Bruce
Nolan was disconnected from God.
这个电影的主角布鲁斯，他也是要远离神了。When
we go through trials, they tend to disconnect us from God.
当我们经历试炼的时候，我们通常会有心远离神。If
we had a personal conversation, would you tell me you were disconnected from God?
如果我们私下谈话的时候，你会不会告诉我你也正在远离神呢？
It's really easy for us as a human beings to go through trials in life and to sense that God's far from us.
作为一个人， 我们在经历患难的时候， 很容易就感觉到离神远了。When
was the last time you heard God speak to you and give you direction in your life?
你们上一次感到神在对你说话，给你发指示，是什么时候呢？
There are many things that cause this disconnection.
生活中有很多事情导致了这种和神的脱节。There's
what I would call a grand crisis.
有一种是大的危机。
This would be on the scale of what what we remembered on Tuesday of this week, 9/11.
我们这礼拜纪念的911事件就属于这种重大危机。
There are physical crises that we go through.
也有我们个人健康上的危机。
I imagine there's someone in here today that has cancer.
想象一下，如果在座的有人得患了癌症。
There's probably someone here today that's going through depression.
也许在座的有些人正在经历忧郁症。
There are a lot of sicknesses and disabilities in our world today.
在世上有很多困苦，很多身体上的苦难。
All of these can disconnect us from God.
这些苦难都容易使我们远离神。
There are also what we would call personal crises.
还有一种是我们称作个人生活上的危机。
Maybe your relationship with your spouse is not going well.
也许你和你的配偶关系不好。
If you're a parent here today of a teenager, God bless you.
也许你是父母，你有那个十几岁的孩子，那么你也会有这种同感。
Because there's a lot of struggles that come with the teenage years.
因为和十几岁的孩子当中会有父母和十几岁的孩子会有很大的冲突。
There's also what I would call self-induced crises.
还有一种就是我们自找的麻烦。
These are problems that we bring on ourselves when we fail and we don't live up even to our own standards.
这些是因为我们自己没有做好，自己失败了，导致的一些后果。
So the question would be, are you in any of these crises today?
问题是你今天有没有身处以上这几种危机呢？
Job was in three of them.
约伯他是身处至少三种危机。
And Job shows us how to stay connected to God even when we're going through terrible crises in our life.
约伯用他的生命来向我们教导如何在危机的时候还能与神连接。
If you're not in a crisis today, I still recommend you take notes because one's going to happen next week.
如果你现在还没有遇到危机，我也建议你来记一下笔记，因为危机也许就在下周。
You're going to need to know how to make it through these difficult times.
你应该学会怎样去应对这些时候。
As background to this book, this probably is the oldest book in the Bible.
约伯记的背景做一下介绍。约伯记可能是整本圣经中最古老的一卷书。
Isn't it interesting that the very first book of the Bible has to deal with pain and suffering?
有趣的是，在圣经一开始成书的时候，竟然提到的就是苦难。
Job is called in verse 1, he was blameless and upright. God said that about him.
在第一节神称约伯为完全正直的人。
There was a great cosmic battle going on. If you want to read chapters 1 and chapter 2, there was a dialogue between God and Satan.
当你读到第一章、第二章的时候，你会发现，那时候其实是在进行一场属灵的征战，是神和撒旦之间的对话。
And the issue here was really Job's faith.
他们对话的议题就是关于约伯的信心。
This is what Satan says to God.
撒旦对神说。
He said, Job only follows you because you give him all the good things in life.
撒旦说，约伯跟随你，仅仅是因为你对他特别的好。
If you take away those good things, he will not follow you.
如果你把你赐给他那些好的东西收回，他就不会跟随你了。
He only loves you, and I'll give you an American colloquialism because you're a sugar daddy.
他跟随你，因为你是他的你是他的一个好像是个就像我们说干爹那样。
I don't know how you translate sugar daddy, but that means a daddy that gives you candy.
因为你就好像你是一个就是什么都给他提供，给他好吃好喝好穿的。
If you take that candy away, Job will curse you.
但是如果你把你给他的这个糖拿走，他会来骂你的。
By the way, what would you do to God if he took away all of your things in life?
请大家设想一下，如果神把你手中的糖果拿去的话，你会不会诅咒神呢？
So it's a very relevant question for all of us.
这其实是一个对每人都很适用的问题。
So let's spend the time we have together. How do we stay connected with God as we're going through a crisis?
所以现在大家看一看，怎么样在危机当中还能与神连接。
And the first way is to tell God how you feel.
第一个办法就是告诉神你切身的感受。
Could you read these verses?
此后约伯开口诅咒自己的生日，还有因全能者的箭射入我身，其毒我的灵喝尽了。我不禁止我口，我灵愁苦要发出言语，我心苦恼要吐露哀情。
Job pours his heart out to God.
约伯完全是对神倾心吐意。
He is brutally honest with God and tells him exactly what's going on inside his heart.
他对神毫无保留，把他所思所想完全告诉给神。
There's four expressions. These are the issues that he's facing as he goes through the entire 42 chapters of this book.
当约伯经历了这些事情以后，他对神有四个表述。
The first is, God, why did you allow this to happen?
第一个就是问神，你为什么允许这一切发生？
The second part of the book has, I don't like that you allowed this.
然后他又说，我不希望是你允许这些发生。
The third part is, do you really know what you're doing?
第三个抱怨就是，你知道你正在做什么吗？
And the fourth expression is, are you really in charge?
最后他又抱怨说，你真的在掌权吗？
Shortly after 9/11, there was a poll taken.
在911事件以后做了一个调查。
The four emotions that people were feeling 11 years ago, these are the four of them.
当时的人们主要经历了四种情感。
The Bible teaches us that the emotions are not wrong.
圣经教导我们，人的情感是没有错的。
It's what we do the emotions that is right or wrong.
但是我们如何处理这些情感，就有对错之分。
Psalm 116:10 says, I believed, so I said, I am greatly afflicted.
诗篇116篇说，我因信，所以如此说话，我受了极大的困苦。
He believes that there is a God who is there.
他相信世上是有神的。
He believes that God is listening.
他相信神在倾听。
He believes that he needs to say what he's going to say, but that God still loves him.
他相信即使他把想说的话说出来，神还是会爱他。
And so what he does is he pours out his complaint to God.
所以他把自己的埋怨全都倒出来。
There's a huge difference between complaining to God and complaining about God.
向神抱怨和抱怨神是在根本上是不同的。
What Job does is complain to God.
约伯做的就是向神抱怨。
This is a pitcher of water.
这是一个罐子，水罐子，里面是水。
And this is your heart.
这是你的心。
And this is the emotions that are in your heart.
里面的水就是你的情感。
What God says is the first way to stay connected is to take the emotions in your heart and pour them out to Him.
神告诉我们，第一个与他连接的方式就是把你心中积蓄的感情都倒到神那里面。
If you want to have any chance of staying connected with God during a crisis, you need to continue talking to God and telling Him exactly what is inside your heart.
如果你想在困苦中坚持下去的话，你一定要不停地对神倾诉，把你心中的感情都告诉他。
If you keep this in your heart and you bottle it up, that is very dangerous.
如果你把这些情感藏在心里，并且把它锁起来，那就是很危险的事情。
By the way, here's a deep theological question.
顺便说一下，有一个神学上的问题。
Does God know what's in your heart before you pour it out?
当你在倾倒之前，神知不知道你心里面想的是什么呢？
Absolutely.
绝对知道。
You can't fool him.
你不能骗他。
So be honest and believe.
所以要诚实，而且要坚信。
And tell God exactly what's going on in your heart.
原原本本地告诉神你是怎么想的。
The second way of staying connected.
第二个与神连接的方式就是。
Is to praise God in spite of the circumstances.
就是不论情况如何都要赞美神。
Every person in this room is going to go through foreseen and unplanned tragedies in life.
在座的每一个人或多或少早晚都要经历不能预知的一些危机。
My heart was broken yesterday beyond repair when I found out that one of the young men that we played football with for so many years shot himself in the head in Stanford.
牧师昨天他经历了这样类似一个心碎的过程，因为他们一起踢足球的一个年轻人，把自己开枪打死了。
We played football with this guy for 2 years, and now he is gone.
他们一起踢了两年的球，但是现在他突然就去了。
His name is Marcus Dixon.
他名字叫马克。
That's going to shake your foundation in life.
这种悲剧的发生会动摇一个人生活的基础。
Some of you are going through difficulties in life that are beyond what you're able to cope with.
所以如果你在生活中经历无法应对的这种困境，
It could be disease, it could be sickness, it could be your children, it could be your friends.
身体的疾病，孩子的不听话，或者朋友的一些事情。
But every person in this room still has the choice to either praise God or not to praise God.
但是我们每一个人都面临一个选择，那就是赞美神还是停止赞美神。
Job never had an explanation to him of what was going on in his life.
约伯从来没有从神那里得到一个对生活的解释。
But this is what he says.
但是他却这样说。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May his name be, what's the next word?
Praised.
May his name be praised. I want you to realize that, and then it goes on, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
约伯他变起来撕裂外袍剃了头伏在地上下拜说我赤身出于母胎也必赤身归回赏赐的是耶和华收取的也是耶和华耶和华的名是应当称颂的在这一切的事上约伯并不犯罪也不以神为愚妄他要重点强调的就是神的名是应当称颂的还有在这一切的事上
If you're going to underline anything in your Bible underline praised in all this
重点就是称颂和在这一切的事上
If you're going to stay connected with God in the midst of a crisis
如果你想在困境当中与神连结的话
You need to praise him in the midst of the storm.
你要需要学会在风暴当中赞美神。
That's a choice we make.
那是你做的一个选择。
Lord, thank you for this trial.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, thank you for this difficulty that I'm going through.
感谢你给我的患难。
I praise your name.
我赞美你的名。
I give glory to you, Lord.
我把荣耀归给你。
Think that's impossible to do?
你们觉得这个是不是很难做到
？Try it tomorrow.
明天就试一试。
You can do it with God's help.
在神的帮助下是可以做到的。
What do we do? How do we praise God in the midst of the struggle?
我们在困苦当中怎么样去赞美神呢？
Let's go to how do we praise him?
怎样赞美?
There's five focuses of Job's praise.
在约伯的赞美中有五个要点。
That he is a good and loving God.
因为第一个就是他坚信神是好的，是有爱的神。
That he has a plan for my life.
并且神有对我们的生活有他自己的计划。
That he is all powerful.
而且神是无所不能的。
That he notices every detail of my life.
并且神他注意到我们生活中的每一个细节。
And that he is in control.
并且他是掌控一切的。
This is what we praise him for.
这就是我们赞美神的一些要点。
So tomorrow when the boss calls you in, you get your pink slip.
Pardon me?
Tomorrow when the boss calls you in and you get your pink slip, you get fired or laid off.
如果明天你的老板叫你去谈话，然后告诉你你被lay off 了。
That's when you have an opportunity to do this.
那就是一个赞美神的很好的机会。
Now I hope that that does not happen.
但是我希望这个不会发生。
But it might.
可是这个事情它确实是会发生。
Here's the bottom line.
这就是我们的原则。
Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him.
他是按照英文的翻译讲，英译就是说，虽然他杀我，但是我在他里面有盼望。
Job is saying, doesn't matter what happens, I'm going to place my hope in God, praise him.
约伯说，不论发生了什么事情，我都在神里面有盼望，而且要赞美他。
Let's go to the third way of staying connected.
第三个和神连接的方式就是
And that is to ask God for strength and help.
向神求力量和帮助。
When our heart is breaking, when we're confused, when we're angry, don't turn away from God, turn to him.
当我们心碎的时候，难过的时候，气愤的时候，不要远离神，要离神更近。
Don't run from God, run to God.
不要从神那里跑开，而要向神跑去。
Psalm 105, verse 4 says, Look to the Lord for strength. This is what Job said. To God belong wisdom and power.
在诗篇里面提到我们要仰望神的能力。约伯记里面约伯提到神是智慧和力量。
11 years ago, our country was savagely attacked and the trade towers were knocked down and just 40 miles from here.
11年以前，在离这个地方40英里远的这个世贸中心，受到了这种打击。
The next day, the Republicans and the Democrats met on the front steps of the Capitol and sang together, God bless America.
在第二天，共和党和民主党聚在一起，在国会山的前面，一同唱。上帝保佑美国。
That night in the Capitol, the Rotunda building in that room, there was an all-night prayer vigil called by the congressman.
在当天晚上，在国会里面有一个彻夜的祷告会。
When something terrible happens to us, in the English language, these are the first.Three words that come out of just about everybody's mouth.
当坏事发生的时候，讲英语的人都一定会说这三个字。
Oh my God.
就是说，哦，我的天哪，我的神哪。
That's what we say.
这是他们常说的。
And people don't even realize they say it.
当人们说这些的时候，他都没有意识到在说什么。
But the first thing we do in a crisis is we cry out to God.
但是在遇到危机的时候，做的第一件事应该向神呼求。
This land, for a brief period of time after 9/11, had the sparks of a spiritual revival.
在这片土地上，911发生之后，曾经有一些灵命复苏的迹象。
A church attendance went up for the next 3 weeks.
这个教会里面连续三周都爆满。
But by the fourth week, it started to decline again.
到了第四周，人又开始走出去了。
But during that period of time, we did turn to God for help and strength.
但是当那个时候，人们确实是转向神寻求帮助和力量。
So how does a person get God's strength?
那么作为一个人，怎样从神那里支取力量呢？
Could you read Psalm 62 for 63 there?
诗篇六十三篇说：“我在圣所中会如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好。我的嘴唇要颂赞你，我还活的时候要这样称颂你。我要奉你的名举手。我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候想念你。我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你的翅膀的荫下欢呼。”
Would you like strength in your life?
你想不想在生命中得到这种力量？
Strength to make it through the crisis?
想不想在面对危机的时候有这种能力？
This is what you need to do.
你现在需要做的就是
Put your hands up.
把手举起来。
And start singing a praise song to God.
然后唱赞美神的诗歌。
Now you don't have to do it now.
现在不要，不一定要做。
I just want you to know exactly what to do when you need it.
我就想向大家来告诉你们当时到时候要做什么。
Don't do this when you're driving.
开车的时候不要这样做。
Maybe one hand.
举一只手可以。
But it's through worship that God strengthens us.
但是确实是通过敬拜神，神加给你力量。
When was the last time you sang a worship song to God?
你上一次向神唱一首敬拜的诗歌是什么时候呢？
It used to be that the great giants of the faith would have their Bible and their hymn book together every day.
属灵的伟人通常是把圣经和圣诗拿在一起。
And they would read God's word and then they would start singing songs to the Lord.
他们一边读神的话语，一边唱赞美神的诗歌。
If you want strength in your life, start worshiping God.
如果你要想生命中有能力的话，开始敬拜神。
You'll stay connected.
你就会因此和神连接。
And our last way to stay connected.
第四个，最后一个与神连接的方式。
Is to focus on God and His promises.
就是专注于神和他的应许。
To stay connected with God in the midst of a trial, you need to spend more time with Him than just Sunday afternoon.
如果想在危机中与神连接的话，你平时应该和神花更多的时间在一起，而不是只在星期天的下午来敬拜他。
You need to spend time with Him every day.
你们在每一天都要和神花时间在一起。
In fact, you need to invite Him into every part of your day.
你应该把神在你生活中的各个方面都邀请神加入。
Practice His presence at every moment.
操练让神在你生活中的每一刻、每时每刻。
On 95, whoa, Lord, did you see that?
你在开车的时候也可以跟神说一些话。
It's good to realize that God's with us at each step of the journey.
我们应该很高兴地知道神在我们人生的这段路上是无时无刻不和我们在一起的。
And a great way to do this is to focus on His promises.
我们一定要专注于他的应许。
Could you read these two verses?
耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。耶和华是应当称颂的，因为他照着一切所应许的赐平安给他的民以色列人，凡借他仆人摩西应许赐福的话，一句都没有落空。
Someone has counted, and I don't know how they did this, but they say that there are 7,487 promises in the Bible.
有人曾经数了一下，在圣经中给了我们7,487个应许。
How many of the promises of those 7,000 do you know?
在这7,000多个应许当中，你知道的有几个呢？
If you know two, you don't have enough.
如果你只知道两个应许，是远远不够的。
We need to live by the promises of God.
我们要靠神的应许而生活。
I encourage you to start memorizing these promises.
我想鼓励大家去把神的应许记下来。
I put them on index cards and I put them in my pocket and I carry them around with me.
牧师把他们抄在小卡片上，随身带着。
And when I feel disconnected, get out the promise.
如果他觉得和神疏远了，就拿出一个卡片，看一看神的应许是什么。
It would be great for us to learn hundreds of these promises over our lifetime.
如果我们一辈子能够学习到神的应许中的几百个，那就已经很不错了。
Job says also keep your focus on God.
约伯也告诉我们要专注于神。
Could you read this too?
他心里有智慧且大有能力，谁向上帝刚硬而想亨通呢？他发怒把山翻倒挪移，山并不知觉，他使地震动离其本位，地的柱子就摇撼。他吩咐日头不出来就不出来，又封闭众星，他独自铺张苍天，步行在海浪之上。 他造北斗、参星、某星，并南方的密宫，他行大事，不可测度，行奇事，不可胜数。
Here's a very simple truth that Job knew.
这就是约伯所知道的一个简单的真理。
The bigger your God, the smaller your problem.
你的神越大，你的问题，你的麻烦就越小。
The smaller your God, the bigger your problem.
你的神越小，你的麻烦就越大。
Big God, small problem.
我们有大神，所以我们的麻烦是小的。
And that's exactly what happened with Job in the final discourse of this book, chapters 38 through 41.
那就是神，约伯在38到41节当中所意识到的。
God says, okay, Job, let's have a little one-on-one talk here.
最后神对约伯说，咱们亲自谈一谈吧。
He says, Job, what do you think about my creation of the planet Earth?
他问约伯说，约伯，你觉得我造的天地万物怎么样？
Job, how about the oceans and that wave effect that I have in the oceans? What do you think about that?
你觉得我造的那些海浪是怎么样？
And how about the sun and the stars? You impressed with those? How about those galaxies and those constellations I put out there?
那么我造的日月星辰，还有天上的那些星星、天体，你认为如何呢？
How about snow and lightning and clouds? Do you approve of the way that I made those?
你知不知道我还造了天上下的雪、雨，还有那些闪电，那些打雷、闪电。
And how about my specialty, the mountain goat and the donkey and the hawk? Job, do you like the way that hawk just soars around? What about it, Job?
还有我造的那些动物，山上的羚羊、老虎，还有天上飞的鹰。那些鹰在翱翔的时候，约伯，你觉得怎么样呢？
This is what Job says.
这就是约伯的回答。
God, I'm going to put my hand on my mouth. I'm not saying another word.
约伯说，我现在就把手放在嘴巴上，我一句话都不说了。
Big God, small problem.
大的神，小的麻烦。
Listen.For us to stay connected with God in the midst of this world, we don't need to know why. We do need to know who.
我们如果在生活当中要去面对一些危机的时候，我们不需要知道为什么，但是我们需要知道是谁。
The greatest promise that God ever gave.
神给我们最大的应许
is found in Jesus Christ.
就是在主耶稣基督身上。
We sang today that Jesus is our friend.
今天我们唱到主耶稣是我的良友。
There is no other religion in the world, there's no other God in the world that says, I want to be your friend.
在世上没有任何一种宗教说他的神是他的朋友。
But Jesus came from heaven to earth,died on the cross so that we can have a friendship and a relationship with him.
但是主耶稣从天上来到人间来做我们的朋友，这样我们就和神有一个紧密的联系。
He wants to take away your sin and your guilt and your regrets.
他想要把你的罪带走，把你的后悔，把你的这些生命中的一些不好的事情都带走。
He wants to give you the most abundant life that you can live on this planet right now.
他要在这世上给你最丰盛的生命。
And he wants to give you the gift of eternal life.
他也要在永恒中给你永远的生命。
If this was the water of eternal life that Ponce de Leon was looking for many years ago,
如果这个瓶里面的水就是可以让你长生不老的。
This water is from the fountain of youth.
这个水是从这个不老泉里面出来的。
If you drink this water, you will live forever.
如果你喝了以后，你就可以永远都不死。
What would you give me for?
那你会给我什么来换这瓶水呢？
I'll start the bidding, $10, $10.
他开始说，十块钱有人要吗？
You would give me everything.
你肯定会倾你所有来换这样一瓶水。
And this is what Jesus is offering.
这就是主耶稣 他给我们的。
The gift of eternal life.
是永恒的礼物，永恒生命这个礼物。
As we go through the trials in life.
当我们经过人生的困苦的时候。
We have eternal life in Jesus.
我们在主耶稣里有永恒的生命。
That is the greatest promise.
那就是神给我们最大的应许。
And that promise will keep you connected even in the greatest of trials.
这个应许就会在即使是最大的试炼困苦当中也可以保持你和神的联系。
Because this is not our home.
因为这世界不是我们的家。
We're going home.
我们会回家的。
And we're going to live with God for eternity.
我们会在永恒中与神生活在一起。
So he doesn't need to explain everything to me.
所以他现在不需要向我们解释什么。
I trust him.
因为我相信他。
Do you?
你相信他吗？
Lord, we thank you for these truths that grounded Job in the midst of a trial.
主啊，我们感谢你在约伯的试炼当中向我们显示了这些真理。
We thank you, Lord, that you have loved us so much that you came to our planet.
主啊，感谢你如此的爱我们，以至于你来到我们当中。
Died in our place.
为我们而死。
And have given us these great promises.
并且给我们如此伟大的应许。
Lord, we believe your promises are always true.
我们相信你的应许永远是真实的。
And we will trust them even in the midst of the storms of life.
即使在人生遇到暴风雨的时候，我们也相信你。
We give you honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name.
我们把荣耀赞美都归给你，以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. first priority is to love God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength.
我们第一个首要的任务是全心全意的爱神。
So love God faithfully until we see Him face to face.
当我们与神面对面之前，请大家一定要忠心的爱神。
Now may the blessing of God rest on all of you. Amen.
为神的神的这个与大家同在。